Welcome to No Longer Hopeless. I'm your host, Lane Mercer, co-founder of L&L Ministries. This podcast is a place where you can come to get encouragement and hope restored. We showcase that there's always hope to be found for the right here and right now in the Lord. Let's get started, shall we? Hey there. Hope you're doing okay and hope things are going all right for you. Hope that everything is going exactly as you want it to be. I am glad you're here with No Longer Hopeless podcast. We've got a little things going on in life here, so it took a little while to get this episode out, so I apologize for the delay. I did want to share something with you. I came across an article that was really good. It was something I found very encouraging and full of hope, and I thought, you know, this would be great to share with you guys. So right now, at the time of this recording, we are about a week and a half, give or take, away from the holiday of Easter in 2024. I love Easter. Easter is such a fantastic time. It is a game changer. It is the linchpin of Christianity. It is amazing. I love the time of Easter, the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. So I was doing some research and just looking about what is the connection of hope and Easter, and I thought, and I came across this article. I'm going to share it in the link in the show notes, but I want to read this to you, and I thought this is such an encouragement. It's not too long, and you may know of this. It's from the Our Daily Bread devotions. I encourage you, if you don't subscribe, you ought to subscribe to it. Get them. They're really a blessing, great way to devotion, just to kind of keep your heart and mind focused on the things that are important. So this is titled, actually, The Hope of Easter, and it's 10 Reflections from the Daily Bread. I'm only going to read you the introduction. It's really good, and I encourage you to go through the show notes, click on the link, and actually look at the actual each devotion. I went through them. They're very good. But I like this, and I wanted to share it with you, and I wanted to just pass it on. So here we go. I'm going to just read this to you, and again, I'll share it in the show notes. Introduction, Cloudy Vision. In March of 2013, I spent a week in and around Torsmo, a Norwegian city located within the Arctic Circle. Coming from a city-state on the equator, I was looking forward to experiencing snowfall in its softest powder form, but what I was hoping for more than was to see the Aurora Borealis, also known as the Northern Lights. After a week, I witnessed the former through my tropical lenses, and the falling snow was simply magical, but sadly not the latter. We had even spent a few nights in a cabin far from the city, and still we missed seeing the aurora. Back home, my disappointment was met with well-intentioned responses, meant to make me feel better. Did you check the weather forecast? Yes. Did you stay up late enough? Yes. Did you stay for at least three nights? Did you go on tour and chase the lights? Yes and yes. I tried shrugging it off, but then reality was, it was just too cloudy. It seemed I'd done everything necessary and still didn't get the results I'd hoped for. The same realization hit me each time I faced disappointments in life. Does it seem that way when stuck in a marriage that's breaking down, rejected at yet another job interview, overlooked for that promotion, discouraged by news that the latest round of medication's not working? After striving and doing all that's needed, there's no certainty that we'll get what we hope for. Feels frustrating, doesn't it? Maybe even helpless. We can do everything right, and still things go wrong. During a low point in my life, I found myself asking, how did it go so wrong? It was a time when, after years of serving as leaders, my husband and I found ourselves without church community. At the same time, I was struggling with the severe flare-up of eczema. There is also unspoken anxiety over a financial situation because my husband's job situation and our communication lost the depth of emotional intimacy it once had. Weeks went by without a positive development, and then months. I started to resent living and felt stuck in a season that I didn't foresee and which didn't seem to be passing. At that time, I could only describe the experience as living under a heavy, dark cloud that refused to go away. I see now that it was a sense of hopelessness. With each passing day, it seemed harder to have hope for our marriage, my health, his career, our relationship with the church. As I struggled to sleep each night, filled with dread for the next day, I'd pray, "Help me, Lord." These three little words were all I had. I didn't know what else to say. It took months before the heavy dark cloud lifted, and even longer before other issues were dealt with. But during those dark days, God met me where I was. the words of Lamentation 3, verses 21 through 23 became something I held on to. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end, and they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. When waking up to a new day felt terrible, when staying alive felt difficult, it was during those times that I came to understand the faithfulness of God. Little by little, as he helped me to preserve through the day, he showed me that there is hope. It is a hope found not in set of circumstances, not even in the most ideal ones, but found in a person, none other than Jesus himself. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we've been born again into a living hope, as 1 Peter 1:3 says, and into an inheritance that shall never perish, spoil, or fade, found in verse 4. But when we hope in Jesus, there's certainty for our future. Even when we have had suffered grief and all kinds of trials, from verse 6, we can rejoice because we have hope, not just any hope, but a hope that's true and certain. Being unable to see the northern lights during the trip in Norway taught me something about our vision. The thing with your wars is that they happen constantly from Earth. However, we may not see them all the time due to location, light pollution, or cloud conditions. It's not that they're not there. It's just that we don't see them. And hope is a lot like that. Hope is always there, but we don't always see it or feel it. Hope isn't the problem. Our vision is. Sometimes it's because we're looking in the wrong places, or sometimes it's just too cloudy. Wherever you are right now, there is hope. You don't have to wait for the right set of circumstances or see things happen to have it. Because Jesus died for our sins and rose to life again, we have hope in this life. As you read through the following devotional articles, my prayer is that are the words found from Ephesians 1:18. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with the light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. Jasmine Goh, our Daily Bread author. So anyway, and then it goes on, and there's several days worth of devotions. And it's a really good article. I encourage you to go check it out. I'm going to put it in the show notes. What a great message of hope. And just as Easter comes around, it's that simple, but that profound. Jesus resurrected. And so because he did that, they have hope eternal. There is hope because death can't even beat Jesus. Where is your sting? So I found it great. I wanted to share that with you. I hope that you found this encouraging. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you got something out of this, what I encourage you to do is to like, share, and pass this on to others. I'll get the message of no longer hopeless out to you, but I need to get to you to get the message of no longer hopeless out to other people. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in, and let's see what happens next time. That wraps up this episode of No Longer Hopeless. If you found this to be an encouragement to you, then please subscribe so not to miss out when another goes out. If you can think of anyone who might benefit from this podcast, then I ask that you please share it. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Facebook by searching for L&L Ministries, or you can email us at nolongerhopelesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, as long as you have breath within you, then you can still have the chance to be no longer hopeless.